Persistence, I guess, is like wrestling a gorilla. You don't quit when you get tired. You quit when the gorilla gets tired.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
An elderly lady was amazed at how kind and thoughtful the young man was next door. Every day he would help her gather things from her car or help her in her yard. One day, the old lady finally asked the young man, "How did you become such a fine young man?" He laughed and said, "Well, when I was a boy, I had a drug problem." The old lady was shocked. "I find that hard to believe." The young man insisted, "Yes, it's true," he said. "My parents drugged me to Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. Then they drugged me to church on Sunday night." If you're a parent, you've likely wondered if anything you're doing is making a difference. We all do, don't we? Maybe you've lost heart. Maybe a bad news phone call or email or text has arrived, stifling your laughter, swiping your courage, and sucking the wind from your sails. If you're a parent, you know all about this. I was just reading a list, and I knew I had to read it to you. I don't know who wrote it, but clearly this was a mother of young kids who had replaced worry and discouragement with a great attitude and a good sense of humor. Here we go. It could be called Things I've Learned from My Children. Remember waterbeds? That's where she starts. A king-size waterbed holds enough water to fill a 2,000-square-foot home 4 inches deep. If you spray hairspray on dust bunnies and run over them with rollerblades, they can ignite. Wow. If you hook a dog leash over a ceiling fan, the motor is not strong enough to rotate a 42-pound boy wearing Batman underwear and a Superman cape. It is strong enough, however, to spread paint on all four walls of a 20-by-20-foot room. You should not throw baseballs up when the ceiling fan is on. Good advice. When using the ceiling fan as a bat, you have to throw the ball up a few times before you get a hit. A ceiling fan can hit a baseball a long way. The glass in double-pane windows doesn't stop a baseball hit by a ceiling fan. She's not quite done yet. Here are more things she learned from her kids. When you hear the toilet flush and the words, "Uh-oh," it's already too late. Brake fluid mixed with Clorox makes smoke, and lots of it. A 6-year-old can start a fire with flint, even though a 36-year-old man says it can't be done except in the movies. A magnifying glass can start a fire even on an overcast day. Kids, don't you get any ideas now? Certain Legos will pass through the entire digestive tract. Superglue is forever. No matter how much Jell-O you put into a swimming pool, you still cannot walk on water. Garbage bags do not make good parachutes. Marbles in the gas tank make lots of noise when you're driving. The spin cycle on the washing machine does not make earthworms dizzy. It will, however, make cats dizzy. Cats throw up twice their body weight when dizzy. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, not for the cat, but you know what I mean. Whether we're a parent or not, each day we're offered opportunities to complain or to give thanks and smile and help a child clean up a mess. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we choose joy and laughter over anger, we can teach our kids valuable life lessons, as did this mother. Hey, we'd love to hear how you're doing and what you think of this program. Tell us about your family, too, while you're at it. And God bless you, my friend. Now, would you do something for me? Would you go out there and make someone's day?
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.